Welcome to Cut from the Same Hymn, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Touch the hem of his garment.
Oh, welcome to another episode of Cut from the Same Hymn. I'm saying it this time. Last time I didn't get it out to the tail end.
Sorry.
So I'm getting it out early before I forget, which means I'm probably going to forget something else that I was supposed to do. That's how my brain works. Game, dump something else. So as y'all can tell, we are in a different location. You are in my home. Treat it with respect or I'm going to come see about you. Check the comments if y'all talking about my house looking away. But, yo.
Don't fight.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to play nice. So, yeah, we are happy to be back. It's been a whole week without you guys, and I just don't know how I made it. I'm lying. But I know how I made it through the grace of God. But it was just, yeah, it's been a week. So, I'm just tapping in, bro. What was your week looking like?
How was it? We were good. But man, did y'all get a new couch?
We did get a new couch.
It's comfy. My feet don't touch the floor anymore.
Look, I'm glad I've had that struggle with many of couches. It doesn't even matter about the depth of the couch.
And it's Sherpa. I like the Sherpa-ness of it.
I don't know what this is.
It's really soft.
But yeah, we've arrived on a couch. We just can't seem to stay away from these light colors. I don't know.
With kids.
Why.
I don't understand. I'm same way. I don't understand. We do what we do.
The baby has got it at least four times already. So good thing it hasn't been on carrot, sweet potato, or butternut squash day. It's been on applesauce day when he spits up.
Baby.
But you're not sitting in the spit up spot, but yeah. No. He spat up a couple times on here.
But my week been pretty good, man. The kids were out of school for 2 days, which I don't understand why they're always out of school. I don't get it. Been dealing with stuff at the church like always. If you saw in the video, I think it was last week, I was in a video at the church. I said something. I was like, oh man, doing some work. Yeah, man, I'm running cable. Yeah, no media stuff. So that's fun. Trying to get the sound and stuff right at the church. But besides that, life is good. The wife is good. The children are good. Trip is
great.
So we are cooking with Crisco or whatever that saying is.
Yeah, it is.
Cooking with Crisco and all that. But, man, how about you, though? How was your week?
Week was cool. It was fast. Trying to get prepared for pitcher day was yesterday. So we got our hair done, which is always just an interesting conversation. Dads, I don't know if you ever just listen in to your daughters getting their hair done, but it's intense. It's intense. It'd be a lot of turn your head this way.
I know.
And a lot of it's some realness happening between mommy and daughter when it comes to the hair thing. So hopefully, you know, the youngster, the boy, it won't be that bad. We'll just run some clippers through that head and then we'll be good.
Now, did your mama ever like brush your hair?
My dad was a hairbrusher, but intense brush.
Man, I hated it. Hard brush?
Any brush he could find, it just wouldn't matter. He brushed hard, so it wouldn't matter the brush.
He
was one of those, like, you'd be...
Yeah, banging on your head, yeah.
Like, yeah, it was like that.
That's what mama was. She used to, the boar brushes, the hard back, no soft. It's not soft,
yeah.
It's the hard ones. And I'm like, I know I want waves, but not like this. That's not what I want. No. And that was picture day. So when you said that, dealing with hair.
Yeah, man.
My mama, man. And my daddy cut my hair. And it wasn't the best haircut. It was not the best
sent
haircut.
Sent you out looking crazy?
Yeah, plugs and everything. And mama brushing hard. I think she was trying to, like, we're going to fade it in.
But just brush it until it's even.
It was not a good look. No edge up, just round.
Oh no. He just let it the natural line come.
I don't even know if that was natural. It was just like,
oh, he bowed you out.
Yeah. What was that dude off of Star Trek? Voyager, that black dude he had.
He just rounded you out.
Oh my gosh.
Hey man, it'd be like that.
But it was fun, good time. So when you said that, I was like, yeah. Yeah, but girls and wash day is different anyway from boys.
Yeah, it's different.
It's way different.
These girls. It's a lot hard. Hey, kudos to the moms, man.
Yeah, because
y'all are the truth for muscling through that.
With
it's
all the
real.
Tears, because I know they be crying. I know it. My babies do. And they act like they don't cry. Like, oh, no, we washing it. It ain't going to be good. She got to comb it out. And this. Next thing you know. Tears. Why are you crying? Oh no. And you just barely, you barely touched her hair. Already shaking. I was like, oh man.
Hey, man,
my grandmama
long.
Was here. Oh Lord.
Oh yeah. Hey, we're a long way away from the hot comb burning the ears though. Cause that used to be the thing.
Coming in the house.
Yeah. House just looked like a fire has been having smoked out house in a hot comb on the stove.
Just smelling grease. That's all you smelling.
Yeah,
grease.
Burn blue magic.
Yeah, blue magic. I didn't know they had a green one.
Do they?
Yeah, they got a green one. I was like, what's that? That ain't real. That's fake. That's a fake one.
It's green magic.
It's like that.
Is it still called blue magic? Blue magic that's green?
I think it's blue.
Oh, okay. That is interesting.
I think it's still blue magic.
Oh, y'all, real quick, y'all help me remember this, Kingdom Girls.
Kingdom Girls. That's the new name.
It's Tim has this ice cream, this peach ice cream from the Peach Fest that just popped up in my mind. Help me remember to send that off with him when he goes. We went to that Peach Fest and we left his ice. Well, I took the ice cream because I had the cooler.
He had the cooler.
And then, yeah, so to keep it froze, it's still here.
See, he's a true bro.
I know.
He
I've been tempted to eat it on multiple occasions, so he's that's like, what I'm just saying. You. Like, yeah, bro, you gotta get that thing out of here. I don't know how long I can.
How long has it been here? Is there a freezer burn?
No. When did we do Peach Fest? Was what, July?
Yeah, July.
July?
Okay. It's only September. How long do I
How long y'all think it'd be in the store?
But why are you just now?
He just saw it.
But why am I just now mentioning it?
Yeah, we probably just saw it.
It's a month.
Yeah, what, July? A month in?
I did that for pistachio, too.
Yeah.
It took like almost a month to get the pistachio back.
It's good.
We just hope it's still good. Memory.
I mean, we have bad memory with the stuff that don't matter.
I got that out the way in the first episode that my memory is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have bad memory. I have bad short term. Unless you do something bad to me and then I remember it for life. I'm an elephant that way.
Scarred.
Or at least until,
it's
yeah.
It's seared in your brain. Yeah. It's here.
Yeah, and then, yeah,
it's
yeah,
deadly.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
it's
yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so for today's episode, we are talking about being chosen, being different, being not like anyone else, and no one else being like us.
The great philosopher. They not like us.
They not like us. Oh, yeah, the great theologian.
The theologian.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
They are not like us.
At all. Not even a smidge.
Not like us.
Not one iota.
Iota.
Is like
man.
Me.
You hang out with old people.
But, yeah, so we'll be coming out of, we're going to get straight into the get-tos. Someone with a nice reading voice.
Kingdom.
And that can see.
Girl.
We'll be coming out of
First Peter. Yeah, First Peter 2, yo. Start at verse 9, if you can.
First Peter 2, 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Keep going.
Yeah, because that's just 9, right?
Go to 10. So let's finish out the thought.
Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Cool. 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 The they not like us passage.
Yeah.
They not like us. You know, Pastor Peter was telling on them boys. He was like, yo, y'all need to get this. Chapter one was talking about some cool stuff about, hey, you got this mercy. You got this newfound, like, joy. You are who you say you are. You got this new identity because you're in Christ now. He's talking all this hot fire. And then he gets to chapter two, and he's like, yo. But there's something that come with that, though. This is what you need to do. This is who you are, and it's the reason why you are this way. Let's break some of these down. And then you get to verse number 9, which is like the hinge of chapter 2. It's a hinge point. It's going to be the open door. Because you were this way and what Christ has done for you beginning to before verse 9, after verse 9, these are the things you need to do. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. So, yeah, we're going to dive into this, and I think this is going to be good. Yeah. They not like
they not
us.
They not like us. They not like us.
They not like us. All I could think of is dad. That's it when he did that dance. I still can't.
I mean, he gave a whole breakdown on that.
Yeah,
but
he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not look, so they not like us. I mean, I don't know y'all heard that peculiar word in there, and I mean peculiar if you have your dictionary, or if you don't, if you're a walking Webster, I guess at the time you're looking at like
I am a walking
looking like possibly what just
Kingdom Girls.
Strange, different, right? Like, but sort of, but this time it's more about being set apart, being chosen, being consecrated. That's a good word. Not concentrated, not constipated, but consecrated.
Not bagged up. You're not
consecrated. You're set aside. Set aside for something for God. Chosen for God. And what that looks like. And Peter is saying a whole lot. Like Tim said in the earlier verses, he's speaking to, I know you've all heard it or you've not heard it, you've probably heard of churches called Cornerstone. In fact, my dad's church name is Cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
So Cornerstone.
Yeah, y'all the Cornerstone.
So yeah, they
shout out.
Yeah, shouts out to Cornerstone. But there's a verse in there that's talking about the cornerstone. And this is a lot of stones. The stones that the builders rejected, which is Jesus Christ, which is now also the cornerstone, which is saying like, hey, this stone that no one wanted to do anything with, they didn't accept it. Now, God accepted. Not only did God accept it, God made it the focal point or the measure for what everything else would be. I don't know if y'all remember when Jesus says, upon this rock, I will build my church. And he was talking to Peter.
You stone.
Yeah. Does Peter means rock.
Yep. A little pebble.
That's what Peter means?
That's what it actually really
little
means.
Pebble?
It just means pebble.
Oh, man.
You're a pebble, but we always look at it's a rock. I'm going to build a pebble. Just now, that even makes it even better.
That's hard, though.
That's tough. That makes it even better. Yeah, I'm going to build my church on this little pebble.
On this little pebble. Yeah.
Sorry, got excited.
No, that's good. That's good work. Yeah. That's dope. Because it's still like, yo, God thinks enough of you.
Yeah.
Like, in the eyes of man, you might look like
a little pebble.
Just really tiny, really small, but to God, yo,
rock.
you yeah. Like, yo, paper. Like, yeah. Or in a sense of it just being like, all right, a pebble, many pebbles,
yeah.
To now build this
massive,
great thing,
organization known to man,
the body of Christ, yeah, the church, the ecclesia,
yeah, Ecclesia.
But,
y'all didn't think I was gonna get some Greek, huh?
Look at that.
Got a little Greek in here, some Ecclesia.
Yeah, we do a little more than just gyros. Or whatever they're called.
Euros. Yeah.
What is it? No one knows.
It's Euro.
It's Euro.
So it is Euro.
Then why they don't even say it at the place?
No, I heard gyro.
But they're probably just tired of people saying it wrong, so they're just
going. Euros, with the G. Mm-hmm. Like yak in a box.
Whoa, that's a different letter, but okay.
Is it G Y R for Euro?
Yes, you are.
Euro. Interesting.
Whatever.
They just still get the R. Not even the R.
It's not
Euro.
English,
we're not.
All right. And to find out how all these different languages came into play, at one point, we were all calling it the same thing. So y'all decided to build
a tower.
Yeah. And then God had to do some.
Let me destroy y'all language.
Some, yeah. Because y'all thought y'all could be great. But
we might actually do a topic on that. Because that might actually be good.
We should. That should be. That's a good one.
Because everybody liked this black stuff. You know, he was black.
Yeah.
We might do that. That might be interesting.
Yeah.
That might be kind of cool. He ruled the world when a black man ruled the world. Yeah, no, I had to preach a sermon on that in like college. When a black man ruled the world. Oh. Anywho, my bad. Sorry, I did a tangent. I went on a deep end.
It happens to us.
But yeah, he's a living stone, man. He's the cornerstone, and I like how it says like he's a living.
Yeah, he's a living stone. Yeah.
A living stone. So my God is not dead.
Yeah.
He's alive. He has risen, just like he said. Right.
Your Easter speech.
Yeah, that's my Easter speech. Right. Right. Why are you here? What, Matthew 20? Why are you here? Oh, man. Donald Lawrence, you know?
Oh, Donald.
He has risen just like he said he would, you know?
We love you, Donald Lawrence.
We do. But yeah, he said he's a living stone. And if we are in Christ, we are part of these living stones, you know? We're not a rolling stone. We are a living stone. And, you know, not living stun, but a living stone. We are like Christ because our foundation is built on Christ. And so since our life is built on Christ, then we should be able to share our lives with others.
Yeah.
So they can help. We can help them build their life on the living stone. You know, because our Christ is not dead. We have a real religion. I wouldn't even say religion. It's a true relationship. And I think that's what, like kind of mess with a lot of people. They be looking at, oh, we got religions, but all your religions are dead. Everybody that you talk to is dead. Allah, moon god, woo, dead. Like, come on. What is up with that? That don't even make sense. But Peter is like advocating like, yo, the guy that we serve, he's living. And it's really interesting because he used stones with Peter.
Yeah.
Peter's stone. And I'm going to talk about these stones. I'm the best one with the knowledge.
Yeah.
Because he called me Cephas.
I got a one-on-one.
So this is what it is. And so that's beautiful. Keep going.
Oh, no, that's good. Because what is it? The one that called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So that's you just already like God chose you. Now you're about to get a location change. You don't want to just say like a light turned on. Because if a light turned on, then you just kind of stayed in the same spot. So you've been moved out of darkness into the marvelous light, which is Christ, the light. Like, and with that being said, like, yo, being, I guess for a deeper illustration of what, like consecrating what it means for God to take you out of where you used to be and put you to the new place, the marvelous light with him, with the Holy Spirit residing in you, then, I mean, it's kind of like marriage. right? Like, beforehand, like, I won't say you're for the streets or you're for the world, but
for the streets.
Like, you, like, yo, you're not, there's not a commitment to one person. You're not for one person. I mean, you're still slapping single on your tax income and some other things you probably doing outside of the tax income stuff, but you're just single. You're single. You can do, you don't have, you don't, there's no ownership.
Yeah, there's no ownership.
Of you. You are yours and you are probably roaming around and doing whatever it is that you're doing, right? And then you meet some great woman or some great man, and then you realize at some point that I can't live my life without you. And then from there, you make a move. Well, someone makes a move. Hey, you want to marry me? Hopefully they say yes. I'm assuming they say yes. That's how y'all got married.
Unless you drop the ring. Unless you drop the ring.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can't afford one yet.
Maybe you can't afford one.
Word.
Cracker Jack box.
Oh, yeah. That'll work. The 25-cent joint at the grocery store do, too, just fine.
You worth a quarter, babe.
Yeah. So that you go ahead and then you make the move. Then the great day comes and you get married and you have your location change. Like now that yo, I've seen something. I like it. I've been joint with this thing. Like now I'm all yours, baby. I'm all yours. I am yours and you are mine. Right? Like I'm chosen. By you. I've chosen you. You've chosen me. And that's it. Then from there, like, yo, that is, there's no more looking for something else. There's no more operating as if you were single. There's no more Lisa and Tisha, Tasha, Tamara, whatever, all them names that DMX listed. No. That's it.
I went to a different way.
About four Kims,
I
none
went
of that.
Area code.
Like, oh, area code. None of that. You can't area code it. You can't loot her.
Can't do it, yeah.
You can't do it. It's one. It's that one person. And that's how it works with God. Yo, you've been chosen by God. So with that being chosen, with that being called, with that, and the chosen, like, you have to choose God too. Like, you're chosen because God already knew, like, oh, yeah, this person is coming to me. But it's you. You make the declaration by that. You choosing to come to Christ, believing that, well, was bagging it up if we're just saying the stones that the builders rejected. So that's you not rejecting Jesus. That's you believing that he is who he say he is, which is God's son, that died on the cross for my sins, that I may live with him and I may be a new creature in him. And then you start to live your life in the marvelous light. But it's more to it than that. Like how do you live a life in the marvelous light? Like, what should we be doing? Like, what does that look like? If we're saying they not like us, outside of God just saying that you're a peculiar people or I've chosen you, like, then what would make me, what makes them not like me? I mean, we look the same, dress the same. Some of us dress the same.
Yeah.
Like, what is it about me that makes me different than you, outside of me just saying that I'm different from you?
Yeah, the way you live. So when I look at, to answer your question, when I look at it, right, I always look at it from the standpoint of identity. Who am I, right? And I think when we're not walking in the light, you know, not being salty, not being, you know, and I mean salty because we're the salt of the earth,
salt
right?
Of the earth, yep.
So we're not over here putting some seasoning on people's stuff in life, then we lost who we are, We don't know who we are. So the light is dim because I don't know who I am. Yeah, no, and I think some of us need to have a reminder that who we are. You are chosen. Do that means that means you are exclusively God's.
Yeah.
You're exclusive. There is nobody else. I chose you. Right? Jeremiah, before the foundations, before I chose you. Well, Psalms, you in the womb, I knew you. So you already are a chosen, set apart for God. If you just lived off of that, worked in off of that mind frame, how can you not be in the marvelous light? Because I know who I am. I am chosen by God. That's all I need to know. I don't even have to be like, oh, I'm his kid. I'm just chosen. He chose me, the God of the universe, the creator. Got me? Bet. So now I can walk in this marvelous light. But then we got to go talk about Paul. Got to walk worthy. Didn't we do one on that? Walking worthy, walk in the light. Like, there's a thing for walking in the light. But it all goes back to identity. Who am I in Christ? And we're going to see that if we keep reading. We'll see who we are. Right? But it's all based on identity. So I can, since I'm chosen and peculiar, so I'm already strange.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already different. I'm already, I think I looked it up. It says odd. Peculiar means odd, unusual. Of course, so now that I'm odd, unusual, different, then of course I'm not going to be like everybody else. What are we? We are aliens. Paul said we are aliens to this world. I'm an alien, my dude. I'm not you. I am not an earth. I'm not an earthling. I'm an alien, especially when you done. You, I've seen the light. What the song? One.
The beautiful light.
So I done
come
seen it,
where
right?
The dew drops.
Paul was on the road to Damascus, and he literally saw the light, blinded by the light.
Yeah.
So now he done seen the light, and the light is Christ. He got to see Jesus in his all glorious, marvelous light. He got to see it, right? And that wasn't even his full glory light. Now think about that. We didn't even get to see the full glory of God. He just got to see a little glimpse, but it was marvelous to him. So now you got to see God. He got to see Jesus for himself in some kind of form or fashion of light. And now he started walking in that light because he knew who Jesus was and he knew what he had when he accepted Christ, the living stone. Right? Yeah. So now you know who you're living on. Don't you mean you got a firm foundation now, right? So now you can actually do some reckless stuff. Let's think about that. You can do some reckless stuff because you know your foundation is sure. Right, I can truly build me a house now because my foundation is straight. So let me step out a little bit and put me a like a rope around the beam, and let me just swing across, right? Like those kids be swinging into the lake, and they be swinging, have that rope on that tree, and they swing across. Why are you doing that? Number one. I wouldn't do it. I'm not adventurous like that. The swing across that lake.
You don't have that.
I don't have that in me. But I will say this. The people that do it, they are unknowingly knowing that they got faith in that tree. Unknowingly knowingly that they got faith in that tree. Because I'm a big boy. Well, I'm trying to get slim. But in my bigger days, I'm down 40, 48, you know. But in my bigger days, I'm not going to do that. Maybe that's it. Because in my BC days of being big, I didn't have the confidence to swing out there to go and take that leap of faith. But that makes another thing going. The leap of faith. As believers, we can't walk in the light because we don't take the leap of faith. We don't jump out there. We just want to just stay in our little zone, our comfort zones, and be like, oh, God's going to get me through whatever situation. But you didn't step out on anything. So how can you shine that light that you need to so shine if you ain't even stepped out in faith? So how can I walk in the marvelous light if I'm not even practicing what I preach? God, I got faith in you. I love you. I adore you. All that good old stuff. When Boo Boo hit the fan and all that stuff come up, what is the first thing that you run to? Do you run to the Bible or do you run to socials? Do you run to people? Or do you run to everybody else?
Yeah.
So how are you walking in the light? You the light. People are supposed to be coming to you, running to you for the situations, for the problems, for the answers. So that's what you need to do. But if you're backdooring, going over like, oh, I got to go talk to 20-something different people, and you ain't even got the word yet, well, we got problems. Now it goes back to the identity. Who am I? It just leads back to identity. So when I look at 1 Peter, I'm always like, yo, that's the identity chapter.
Yeah,
that's the identity pass, because it tells you who you are and what you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to live and how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to interact, how you're supposed to do everything.
Yeah, it was almost like this is like, kind of like, yo, this is how you are supposed to address and see yourself as, right? Like everything else after that, then it's second. So when I'm introducing myself, it should be, yo, I'm Jarrell, the believer.
The believer.
The God follower. Because that's it. Then everything else is to follow.
Yeah.
Then I'm black. Then I'm
a husband.
A husband. And then a father. And all those things. Like, we get, I love being a black man. Like, so it's not, but there's melanin. Melanin. Is it popping?
Is it popping? Melanin.
But there's still
Kingdom girls are like, no.
Yeah, one of them was like, yeah, that was she didn't like that. Like, I won't do that again.
But never, it's never happening. It's never.
It's tricky. I know y'all will probably beat me up whenever you see this about it. But yeah, things cannot be defined by your race. If your identity is in Christ, right? Like that should be second. And I know it's hard in a world where you may feel like your skin tone is constantly something of that you're constantly being reminded of, right? Like on the job site, you may feel like, yo, like I'm being mistreated because of my skin, or I don't see enough black people in here, or whatever the things are that or this person is racist, and all those things are probably true. They're probably true. But at this point, Peter's like, yo, that's a secondary thing. Mm-hmm. Like, no longer are you to be identified as the black man. I don't know if y'all saw. What's that? I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all. I'm bliggly, bliggly black. Like, it's still a cabinet. That is great, but that's not where your pride should reside, right? Like, it's in faith. Like, yo, like, I am a child of God. I am that. And then because of that, and you're an ambassador for Christ, like, and as you stated, as us being aliens in this world, like, yo, like, we are walking advertisements for that, for Christ. Beforehand, before Jesus, there was the whole division, and they knew it, Jews and Gentiles, right? Like, it was they had all these things in the Gentiles didn't have nothing. They were the dogs. They were the whatever, you're not special. You're not special.
You are rough.
Yeah. But now, after Christ, yo, we special. We special. We smart. We's important.
We educated.
That's us. That's where we at now. Like, so you
big
like
house and yeah. big cars, rims.
Uh-oh. I don't that sound. You went somewhere else. You just started quoting Maddie Fresh and Baby on me. House real big. Cars real big.
Wrong,
yeah, but no, even that's the world. Get out of here, world.
Sorry,
you
bro.
Hear Tim trying to put the world on? Like, what? No. So, but yeah, I mean, and those things are good too, as long as you know where they come from. And if you got them falling in the right place, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want no one to feel like that's, and sometimes I guess that's why believers kind of, well, not believers, why people run from the faith, right? Because they might feel like, oh, that's just not fun. Like,
I got to stay poor my whole life.
Serve this God that wants me to be poor, that doesn't believe in abundance, that doesn't want me to have fun and party and do what I want to do, yeah, and suffer.
Suffer? Yeah, no.
But it's not like that, yo. Like, it's just seek me first and all these things will be added unto you. But not all these things as in like, yo, I'm genie. I'm not popping out like you ain't never had a friend like me. And then boom, you're going to get all this stuff. It don't work like that. You might suffer. Keep it a bean. You probably are going to suffer for the sake of Christ. Cause he suffered.
Yeah.
You might not be the most popular person anymore.
That's me.
You might have to let some things go. Like, and you gotta be okay with that. Learn to be okay with that. And then if you're not, then you tell God, oh, that's the craziest thing about it. If you keep it a buck, y'all run around here saying it all the time. I keep it real. I'm authentic, 100%.
Man, I wanna say something so bad.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh. What, want me to talk until you feel, till you get the gumption to get it out?
You know. You want a real woman.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sorry. That's a horrible Will Smith, you know.
But
the bike. This ain't real. All right, sorry. Keep going.
But it happens. Like you get all these sayings that we get stoked about, and then when it's the time to be real, when it's the person to be real with,
we quiet.
You quiet. Now, I remind you that this person chose you before, because he knew you before you were even formed. So he knew you were going to come to him before you was formed. Do you think he does not know that, hey, I'm a little apprehensive about some of these things. I'm a little apprehensive about what walking in the light entails.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a battle. It's a battle. It's a battle to give up some of the things that you are called to give up when you choose to walk in the light. It's not easy.
No.
But he is aware of that. So if you're honest, that's the first step. What they tell him in the thing, the first step is admittance.
Admit to yourself.
Admitting that I have these problems. So then, yeah, you admit that God, like, yo, I don't seem like fun. Help me with that. Like, help me to understand that I need these things, but that I'm a walking billboard for you. So the things that interfere with me being a good advertisement for the kingdom. Help me to fall in line of what those things look like. Because people are looking and they judging. The same people, I don't know how we just keep getting the judging, but the same people that be talking about some don't judge, be loving to judge.
Yeah.
Like,
we walking in the light. That's why we can judge.
Oh, because they can see it.
They can see. They can't see
people in the dark walking.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Ah, but somebody turn the lights on, like Rico.
Rico.
Love.
Turn the lights on.
Then you can see. So I guess that maybe that is why, as the Christian life, you get called out for things. And it's good to get called out for things. And that should be your motivation to not get caught slipping.
Now, I will say this. This is just because, you know, Marvelous Light, people getting caught, you know, the judging. As a believer, we are called to call sin out.
Yeah.
So that is going to be a judgy situation.
Yeah.
To the unbeliever and to the believer who is falling into sin, not knowing that as believers, that's what you're supposed to do. So if sin is sin, you're supposed to call it out. Now, the question I have is, Peter is talking to true believers. That's what he's calling them.
Mm-hmm.
You're a true believer. So the question I always like have to ask myself are the people that say that they're Christians or believers, are they truly real?
Tell us what that means, Tim.
Are they true? Are they a true believer? Are they just, are they saying the words that every church person say on a Tyler Perry movie? Or is it like the real hardcore having these real conversations about struggle? I think that's what it is. It's the struggle of being a Christian. And remember, as a believer, the Christian walk is not easy. This is a journey that's going to be super tough. It's going to be have highs. It's going to have lows. It's going to have ups. It's going to have downs. It's going to have mountains, valleys, foothold. It's going to have all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not easy. So it's not going to be a breeze. Now, how do you interact with situations because you've been walking with God and you know how God operates and you know what he likes and dislikes and you can, yeah, it is a breeze. I'm taking hit after hit after hit after hit, but I keep on ticking and keep on moving. We keep on making it work because I know what lies ahead. You know, mm-hmm. my crown. I got a crown waiting on me. You know, I got a song. I got my gold slippers so I can walk on the streets of gold. And I got something coming, so I know. So my end goal is I guess, stronger than my right now. But, yeah, the Christian and a believer, church pure, you know, church goer. Because I don't think people actually really see themselves as true Christians in today's context. I gotta say it to that, in today's context. Older generation of churchgoers, they had a stronger sense because they was like, yo, it goes back to conviction again. Man, I'm sorry. Y'all need to watch episode 1, 2, and 3 because conviction's in them. Because we talk about conviction. So
we have a new one.
We got a new kingdom girl. She's new. She's a Jarrell's wife. Say hey, babe.
I'm his only.
I told y'all, no more Tisha, Maria, Tasha, Tamma, Pamela.
It's just me.
Samantha. Bo Kims.
No.
All right.
No Kims?
No Kims.
I don't like
Kay.
There was a Kim.
Oh boy. Keep going. Let's keep it moving.
I'm joking. So you talked about
put you out like that. Oh gosh.
Keeping it real. No, y'all, so you talked about as a believer, I'm assuming in your walk or essentially where you all are right now, it sounds like it's easier for you to know that there's going to be struggles and things that come, but keeping your eye on God and you know what is to come. But for those that are maybe early in their walk with Christ and they're running into just what it means to be a Christian and things are coming at them left and right, what are some of the things that you kind of grounded yourself with when you faced some challenges or you faced like things just happening in your life that helped you stay focused and helped you keep your mind on the right thing and on the main thing? Cause I feel like it's easier to say, like, I just know what it is. So I'm gonna just keep moving through the things of life.
That's right.
But if you're just getting into the Christian walk, that could be really hard. And that could deter you from wanting to keep going down this path.
To me? Want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thanks, sis. That's my sister
right there. Yeah.
That's my sister right there. But no, look. When Jesus sent the disciples out, how did he send them out? He sent them by two by two. So he says, I'm not going to put you into this journey by yourself. So as a new believer, I always recommend you go, one, you get in a Bible thumping church, like someone that's actually teaching the Bible, that's not doing no of that nonsense, but actually preaching the Bible, but in teaching the Bible. But then also, I want you to find a friend that is strong in the Lord and know their Bible too, and have been to places where you have been once before. So, for instance, let's use Paul and Timothy. Timothy was a young preacher in the faith or whatnot. He had a mixed breed, mixed parents, right? He was a Greek and Hebrew Jew. And like Paul looked at him as like, yo, that's my son. Like, that's my son. I'm going to put this effort in him to make him grow. I'm going to put all this effort, time, energy into Timothy. And so Timothy, and he responded very well with that, because we see he was a church in Ephesus and he had to deal with a lot of mess, and he wouldn't get through that unless I believe he had Paul with him. So that's what I say. You get you a first friend, you get you somebody that you can walk on this journey with, that you're actually comfortable with. Because a lot of people are not comfortable. They just get a friend, and then they find out that that friend is not really a true friend. They just on the same level as you are, and they don't know what you're doing, and they can't help in no situation. And it just turned to like a clack meeting, and it's not like a real Bible study or whatever you're going through. And then the information that they give you is still worldly. And so now you're having this worldly with a little Bible and not a lot of Bible, with a little world. And I don't want to say it like that, but the practicality, because we live in a fallen world, so you need to have a little world in there so you can understand a little bit, because we are human. But you just need to find a good friend, read your Bible yourself, and then go to a preacher. And once you can get that down, that's your foundation. Once you got that solidified, then you can start branching off and start doing some other, talking to other people, you know, or you might be able to help somebody. And then that's another thing. Helping somebody in their situation is actually going to build your faith even more. So now you'll be in this constant growth cycle of, man, I needed to go through that with them so that I can build up stronger, tougher. So like for me, instance, Jarrell, Tripp and, you know, my baby was in a NICU and stuff, and then all that good old jazz. I was out for 40 some days. Okay. And so Jarrell had to take over the young adult ministry, but in his life, he was going through some stuff, but through him doing the, you know, have to get the lessons together, and, you know, now he's taking on the full load of the ministry, he says it actually helped him. It helped his family life. It helped every aspect of his life, because he was going through something with me, because, you know, he's my godson, you know, goddad over here with the baby. But he was going through the same situation like I was. So we was bearing each other's burdens in our situations. And through that, Christ prevailed. How does he do it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it just happens. But you have to go through something to get a man, that's about to sound like Christianese, you know, got to go through a trial, you know, got to be broken to get a breakthrough, you know, and all of that. Like that's the stuff. But, you know, you got to have a test to get a testimony. And those are those things that we do. But it only comes by having a deep friendship and a deep relationship with God, and y'all both moving on that same path to the cross. And if you have that same path to the cross, then, I mean, yeah, you could look at it as, like, I know it's going to be, the road is going to be tough.
It's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough. I know this, but I understand who took my pain, who took my place, who went through the hardship, who went through the shame. And so when you start thinking about that and have that mentality, oh, this right here, people don't like me, I'm cool. They didn't like Jesus, you know? People, you know, I'm broke right now. Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head. Like you start thinking in that situation, it do become easier. But from the beginning, nah, it's going to be hard. You're going to hit roadblock, I don't know what's up, my life sucks. You're going to, it's real. It's a real deal, Holyfield. You know, Mike Tyson bite my ear off. It is a real deal. It's tough. But through the grace of God, don't stop. Keep moving. And I promise you, it's going to get better and better, gooder and gooder, greater and greater. All right? Did that answer?
I just have to plug. You said, you know, have a good friend, good church that's preaching the Bible, read your Bible. But also connect with us. You can email us, cutfromthesamehem@gmail.com.
Kingdom girl is on it.
You know, that's why we're here. So, you know, I think we're a good source as well.
I'm still waiting on somebody to send me a contact info. I'm ready for the FaceTime.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Here I is.
Yeah.
I want to be your friend.
Tim want to be your friend.
I'm the friendly bunch, okay? I'm the friendly guy. Friend. So, yeah.
No, I want to be your friend. Hopefully that answered your question,
sis. Hopefully that was pretty good. I talk a lot, so I'm sorry. I'm a preacher. That's what I do.
No, that was
That's
good.
What I do. That's what I do.
That was good. Cause it is tough. It is tough. And but again, in this peculiarness, this head scratcher that's yeah, what makes me different again? It all goes back to that. Like there's still the yo, there's just something different about this person. Right? Like there's something different with them. And when we're, I guess, even though, yeah, we go out two by two, and but you should have a church. You have a church. So I'm gonna always advocate for you finding a good, as Tim said, Bible thumping,
hardcore
church that is standing firm on the word of God. And that will help you greatly, because it is rough. I'm not gonna lie to you, not make it sound, because I think sometimes people do. I think we addressed it earlier, but yeah, you don't get with Christ and then get your best life. No. Not in this life. That comes later. That comes later. But when you just fix your eyes on that, and we. It's kind of hard because you say these things and then people just kind of like, oh, what is that? What does that really mean? What is that like how? Like, but also some of these things is doing these things for yourself. Find yourself a verse that speaks to you. Find your thing. I don't, maybe like for the past month, 2 months now. I don't know. I taught it in Sunday school, but Psalms 119. The longest chapter in the Bible. That thing is lengthy. 176 verses.
Yeah. I had to memorize that in third grade.
I read that every maybe 8 days. Whatever it takes. Do the math, people. My brain hurts right now. But whatever it takes to divide 24, because they're broken up into eights.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, I think it's like 7 days or 8 days or something like that that would give you that. Like daily, I read that every night. I read 24 verses out of Psalms 119 every, and the craziest part about it is it's redundant. Like it's like those tests you take that's just like ask you the same thing. Like, are you smart? And then you say yes. Are you dumb? Then you say no. Were you top of the class or were you the bottom of the class? Like just ways to expose. What are the, like, just, but it's just the same thing. It's just ongoing. Just, yo, help me to walk in your way. Like, yeah. Help me to keep your words. Help me to love your word. Like, it's just a lot of that. Like, and then advocate for, like, yo, and those that don't, like, may harm come upon them. Yeah. Like it's intense. It's,
yeah.
But
destroy
it's,
them. Yeah. Like, crush their souls.
Those that try to make a fool out of me. Like, like get them, God. Like, but the rest of it is just a lot of that. It's repeated. It's a lot of help me to do this. Why? Because David understood, like, and we all know something about David. David, a man after God's own heart, right? But I mean, if we're looking, David on paper sounds trash. Like some of the stats for David don't line up with what you think is what it should.
Premeditated.
But that heart, that desire to please God, yeah, was on. like his desire for that. Like, so for us, is that like, yo, you have to arrive at that place, and that's constantly asking for God. So I would, if you need something to a cheat code Bible verse until you get your own, like, I would encourage you to check out Psalms 119. Like, help me to walk in your way. Help me to. So then when those things, and you get to say, you be saying the things like, God, help me. I know you've called me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Help me to continue to walk in the light. Help me to continue to do things that bring glory and honor to your kingdom. Help me to do things that boast great things about you. Like, help me to walk in that manner that is pleasing in your sight. Because it's tough. But if you can just get to the point of being honest with yourself and recognizing that God chose you, that God consecrated you, that God set you apart for his sake.
You royal, dog.
You got it. You were up. Like, so when everything else is like, man, I'm not with that. That's just noise. It's just noise. You gotta figure out how to move in these spaces. And a lot of it is we be trying to do things in our own strength. That's the biggest beauty about this whole thing, this whole walk. You got a comforter. You got somebody that helps you with discernment, help you with decision making.
The paraclete, another Greek word.
Yeah.
He's with us. Holy Spirit is with us.
He's with us. Like, you have somebody helping you with that. You just got to listen, because he won't do it for you now. You got to actually carry out the action, but you're going to get the thought. You're going to get the, hey, buddy, hey, friend, hey, guy, hey, sister, girl. Like, I don't think we should be doing that. That's not walking in the light. That's not being a peculiar people. That's you being everybody else. That's not you looking like you different. You don't look different. You don't look 2 Chainz different. You just look like 2 Chainz. You just look like you. You just.
That was good. Sorry.
Yeah, you bound.
You just look like 2 Chainz.
Yeah, double entendre. You chained up. You bound. You not free. You not free. That's what that looked like. That's what that looked like. And lots of times, a lot of things you're getting put on things. It don't to those that's not in the light. When you're in the dark, the light sounds like.
It's wild.
Sounds like slavery, right? Yeah. The darkness, the light sounds to the darkness. The light sounds like I got chains on me.
Yeah.
Nah, we free. Mm-hmm. We's free over here. I don't have none of that, none of those things. So when you, if you want to be free, come over here.
Come on over here.
If you tired of. I ain't gonna do that to y'all.
Come on over to just my watch. Play. Come on.
Yeah, we're not gonna do it. But yeah, like, it's freedom over here. It's rest over here. You can actually mess up over here, though.
Do you mess up?
I mess up a lot.
Me too. I mess up so much.
I do it a lot, but it bothers me.
It do. I be hurting. I'd be like, yo, this ain't right.
It bothered me that I messed up.
Did you just do that? I just did. Having a straight combo with yourself.
Yeah.
I hate it. You know, but I think that's what Christians be thinking of. People like, oh, you're a Christian. You would never do that anymore. No, nah. No,
yeah.
I'm still fleshly. I still got a flesh.
Yeah.
This is skin and bones. I'm human. I'm still going to sin.
And it is war.
It's war.
It is a war. Like, everything about this that you, like, the words used to describe what the flesh wants versus what the spirit wants are intense words. Like, those, it's all out war. It's a wrestle. It's not harmonious.
It's not peaches and cream.
Nah. at all. Speaking of that, make sure you get your ice cream.
I will. I'm going to make sure I get that. Peaches. I'm sorry, man. I say kids, I go to kids.
But
mode.
Yeah, like it's a wrestle.
Yeah.
But being peculiar, being different, being set apart, being consecrated, that's what we do. That's what we do. That's how you look different.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you look different. Yes, I mess up, but I'm not celebrating in my mess ups. It's not like just, oh, God knows my heart, because he do. That's not the God know what I really meant to do. Yeah, God knows you really meant to do that, bozo. Like it's real. Like that's not a God know. I don't know. Jarrell don't know your heart, but God knows. God knows that didn't bother you. You didn't wrestle. You ran right to it willingly. You can't wait to run back to it again tonight. We praying and we hoping and we wishing that the phone died.
Yeah, it died.
But the sound is head because you're in the darkness.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what it is. We're in the darkness.
In the darkness.
In the dark. Yeah.
Come on to the light. Walk in the light. The beautiful light. Yeah. So we just look. On. We're in the spot, yo. We gonna get to.
Let's. We won A.
I called y'all bozo, and that was harsh. Really harsh.
Because you are.
I mean, yeah, bozo behavior is, but we have bozo behavior. But that was just to say, like, yo, the goal is to just not look like anybody else. The goal is to be peculiar. The goal is for them to not be like us.
Don't be like
us. Well, that's not even the goal. The goal is for them to be like us. The goal is for you to not be, for us to not be like them.
Yeah, we're not going to be like them.
But the goal is for you to be like us. And that kind of sounds cocky.
Yep.
But I'm only saying that because I'm trying to be like Jesus. So that's why I feel comfortable in saying that. Not because I'm cocky, because really, if it were Jarrell, I was telling y'all to be like, no bueno, no good. So yeah, just
that's my nephew.
Yo, get it. If you like to be an individual that is not following what's going on in the world, you're not just trying to do what's trendy, you're not just trying to do what pleases you, you're not just trying to do what pleases the flesh.
Yep.
Come on the peculiar side of things.
Yep. To be like Jesus, oh, how I want to be. That's where you're supposed to put that music in.
That's
just
where it's at.
Just like him, this is my earnest plea.
That angelic voice.
Thank you, sir. I'm in the choir, HTK, Honor the King. That's what I do. But hey, man, look. We want you to know about Jesus, man. That's the whole point of this whole podcast. The reason why we do what we do is because it's all about Jesus, to be like Jesus. He is the living stone. We are walking in the marvelous light. He has given us mercy. That's mercy is stuff that that we do deserve that we don't get. So he's given us that, right? But then we getting grace. We're getting something that we don't deserve and we do get. And so with that, he gave us his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for our sins so that you and I, through his death, burial, and resurrection, may have life and be able to walk in the newness of life into this marvelous light with him. And it's so simple to receive Jesus, to ask Jesus in your heart, to make him to be the ruler of your life. It's really simple. First, you do got to admit it, right? Because why? You have fallen short. You are a sinner. The scripture says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned. Sin means you don't meet the standard. You have fallen short of the standard of living. the way that God wants us to live. So we have fallen short. But then there's more things to that. With that sin falling short, there's a penalty for it. Do you know what the penalty for it is? Death. You are now going to die. The scripture says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Right. So now, look, we fallen short and we have this penalty called sin, and we have to die for it. Right. But the good news in Romans 5:5-8, it says, for God did commend himself for us, but he died for us. Right. I just butchered that, but we're gonna put the scriptures up for that. I just butchered that because I'm nervous right now. I don't know why, but all I'm saying is
they're bringing people to Christ.
They're bringing people to Christ. This is the most important thing that we can do. And so, with that being said, I just want to pray for you real quick, and it's simple. It's like, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've fallen short of the standard. I don't meet it. But you died on the cross for my sins. And I accept that. And I want that in my life. I want you to be the Lord. And I want you to be my Savior. And God, I thank you for your son, Jesus. Now I want to walk into this marvelous light so that I can build a foundation on the living stone, which is Jesus Christ. I love you. And I thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man. Daddy's going to whip me for butchering that passage, that scripture.
We can redo it. Then we'll edit it back in.
We'll read it. Okay. Let's do the magic of whatever. All right. Cool. But yeah, that's it. That's I'm Tim J, and that is Jarrell Blake, and that's cut from the same hymn, episode number 5. And we are so glad y'all was with us. But I guess the last thing we can only say is, get to them, y'all. Get to them. Like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on TikTok. And subscribe.
Say it again, bro.
Subscribe.
One more time.
Like, subscribe, share.
Share.
How we getting all these views and nobody subscribing?
Go off, bro.
Subscribe, like. I want to make better content.
Go off, bro.
I want to do more for Christ.
Preach.
Don't play with me. This is for Jesus.
Amen.
Nah, but for real, like, subscribe, comment, share. Tell everybody, tell your homies. And I know your parents that are, you know, with our workers that we got in our group, you know, please look at. They working hard. They're working hard on this podcast. Aunties, uncles, cousins, give us some subscribe. Can y'all please comment too?
Dogs, cats, comment turtles, too, rabbits.
We like it.
Chickens.
And remember, I'm here. I might put my number out there. Y'all FaceTime me sometimes.
Him.
Get to him.
As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, reflection, and connection. If today's conversation spoke to you or offered a new perspective, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, stay blessed, and we'll see you soon.